Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live in the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EV, and JP coming up at 9:45. Your chance to win tickets to go see Chris Brown in concert. But we wanted to dive into something that Daniel Jeremiah brought up. I think it was on the Zach Gelb show. Daniel Jeremiah was a guy who was a college scout with the Ravens, the Browns, and the Eagles. He's been on the NFL Network for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks, I respect what he says because I think he's very plugged in. Here's what he said on that show.
This feels to me like you have a for sure landing spot. Maybe that's assume that's four with the Cardinals. So that's the floor, you know, and you say, okay, we're going to effort and try like crazy, see if we can't get Washington or New England to bite. But if we don't get them to bite, we know that we have a deal at four. So worst case scenario, we're getting the fourth quarterback. We're ahead of the Giants from that standpoint, and we have that locked in. But, you know, I do believe the connections with Drake May make a lot of sense. But I think in order to do that, you're talking about having to get all the way up there to number two.
So you think Drake May could still be in play for the second pick of the draft?
I think he's in play there. I do. You know, one of the things that was going to be interesting, Drake May and Sam Howell are literally best friends. And some people would have looked at that and said, oh, that would have made a lot of sense then if he goes and he's with Sam Howell. And I don't think that was the case. I don't think that was something where they wanted to be, you know, competing together there. So when they traded Sam Howell, that perked me up a little bit and thought, okay, maybe that does mean Drake May could be back and play there at number two.
Do you lean more now that it is May two over Daniels, or are you still in on Daniels?
I think both those guys, I wake up one day and I tell you one thing, I wake up another day, I tell you the next. So to me, it's about trying to find the fit. And that's why New England to me feels stuck. Like they are taking one. Everything that I've heard seems to be they are committed to staying at three. They wanted an $8 to $10 million quarterback. They got that Jacoby Brissett, and they're going to take the guy of the future there at three. I believe that it's likely that Washington stays and takes one of those two guys, but I would think Washington of the two would be more likely to at least listen because of what they need on that roster and where they are. And when you have Cliff Kingsbury, he could say, hey, you know what, you get back to 11, we make this trade with the Vikings, you give me a huge haul of picks, I can make it work with, you know, whether it's McCarthy, whether it's Bo Nix or Penix. Like, these guys are point guards, and let's build up the rest of the roster.
So some interesting comments there from Daniel Jeremiah. We put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You just heard Daniel Jeremiah. The question is, with teams like the Vikings, with two first-round picks, rumored to be interested in trading up in the NFL draft to select a quarterback like Drake May, should the Commanders consider trading down? A lot of people say don't even consider it. You're a don't even consider it guy, right?
At this point, to go to 11, I would consider it to go maybe like 5 or 6 or something maybe. So you could really target someone. But 11 is too is too far. Too many.
Even if you
get
a future number one and you net two first round picks this year.
Yeah, because I don't.
But you're getting 11 and 23, correct?
Yeah.
That's if you pull off the deal with the Vikings.
And the Vikings are predicted, right, at least early, to be last place in the NFC North next year. These are early predictions, obviously.
Yeah.
So if that pick is like a top 12 pick, so then you'd have 11 and 23 this year.
And two first-rounders next year, probably both pretty
like
high.
12 to 14. I just don't know if it's worth it in what's viewed as one of the better quarterback drafts in a long time to move out of being in the top three.
It's so risky because it's risky. I mean, you could draft May or Daniels. They could suck, right? And then you could trade out of there and pick up these other picks and make your entire roster better. But then you're still stuck at quarterback.
But I feel like
unless you're all in on a J.J. McCarthy and he slips to 11.
The whole make your whole roster better and then find the quarterback, that's just doing the Ron Rivera thing all over again.
I wouldn't do that. I would stay at two and take the quarterback. They definitely like at least one of those quarterbacks, if not both.
Right. I think you have to consider it.
Why do you think that? I think they probably do, but why are you so convinced?
It's just common sense.
I think you have to consider it.
They're going to draft a quarterback at two, and they're obviously going to take the one they like the best out of both of those, May or Daniels. I don't think they're trading out of there and going, we don't really like these guys.
The only way I would is if they do say, you know what, there's too many question marks. I don't love them. I like them, I don't love them.
The phone number is 800-636-1067.
I have no idea.
800.
I mean, if you had to put money on it, would you say they're drafting
a
quarterback too?
If I had to put money on it, I would say they're going to draft Drake May. If I had to put money on it.
Right.
800-636-1067. Should they consider it? I would definitely consider it. Here's what we don't know. We don't know who they really like and how many guys they really like. So the conventional wisdom from all these draft nicks is, the top three guys are Caleb, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and then there's a little bit of a fall off. But let's just say hypothetically, Adam Peters really loves Bo Nix, or he really loves Michael Penix, and his personal grades, those guys are as good as Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Well, then he might be willing to trade down.
He's going to take the haul.
You know,
haul
or he might be, keep hearing about all these people who love J.J. McCarthy. He might be a big J.J. McCarthy guy, and he's willing to trade down.
I mean, it's possible. I just don't think it's probable. I think they're going to target one of those other two guys.
But let's say they are J.J. McCarthy. He's their favorite. Mm-hmm. You can't, and I think that's possible, but you can't move to 11. That's way too risky.
Yeah, because he could go six.
I saw a wacky
or
thing.
And it's too big of a gap.
I saw a proposed three-way deal. Now, of course, everybody has their own deals that they're throwing against the wall and seeing what sticks. Between Washington, the Chargers, and the Vikings, where somehow Washington dealt out of the number two spot, wound up with the Chargers pick, which
that's
is
five. Yeah.
So that way they move down a few spots, accumulate extra capital, and still be able to get a top five quarterback. That's if the first four quarter picks are all quarterbacks, which some people are speculating could happen. Bumps Marvin Harrison out of the top five, bumps the big offensive lineman.
But do you want the
out of the top five?
Do you want the fifth best quarterback and not the second
best
quarterback?
You want the best quarterback that you can grade.
Right, so I'm saying, but if you're slipping back to five, then technically.
But it doesn't always work out that way.
It doesn't. I'm just saying, but he's saying if those first four picks are quarterbacks.
Mahomes was drafted after Deshaun Watson,
right? I don't know. There's
who's the better quarterback?
There's got to be a gap in their eyes.
I think it's who they love. I was asking EB, it seems like in the NBA, you'll have draft day deals after guys are picked. In the NFL, it's always before, so you guys are saying don't trade to have the 11th pick because teams like the Giants in front of you will maybe draft the guys you want.
They could. Yeah.
Is there a way you can swing it after?
It's rare.
I know. Why
it doesn't seem to happen in the NFL.
When it's happened in the NFL? It happens in the NBA all the time.
I don't know.
Guys throwing a hat.
Right.
The next thing you know, they've been telling.
Right. Well, so let's say the Vikings are at 11 and somehow J.J. McCarthy's still there at 11. And even though the Commanders drafted Jaden Daniels at 2 or Drake May at 2, they call up the Vikings and say, hey, can you take J.J. McCarthy at 11? We'll give you Jaden Daniels or Drake May, but you also have to give us your 21st pick. So essentially you're trading Jaden for J.J. and the pick. Never seems to happen that way in the NFL.
Right. I mean,
anyway, I would, to answer the question, the poll of the day at Junks Radio, I would consider it. I'm leaning more towards taking Drake May number two based on my little analysis when we came up with our charts. Drake May is number two on my board.
I would probably take Jaden, roll the dice, but I think they're going to go Drake May.
I saw something
Jaden
over the weekend.
Jaden is the most exciting one.
He is. He is, and I think he would help them win more early. I think he'd be more like the RG3 effect early, whereas Drake, you know, you're hearing all these people say maybe he needs to sit a little while. He hasn't played as much college football. I think it's going to take a little while to develop. He might be along that Josh Allen plan where he really took off in year three. But I saw something over the weekend. You can Google it. Just of Jaden, it was like a compilation of Jaden Daniels just taking major
hits. I've seen a couple of them.
He gets crushed,
dude.
Now he survived the season, but is he gonna be able to survive in the NFL?
Who was it? Was it your buddy or somebody? Somebody texted me. They called him Johnny Knoxville.
Like somebody on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. The hits he takes are Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. That's not a good comp.
Let's take a couple calls.
But he is the most exciting one.
Some people don't even want to trade back or take a quarterback. They want to take another prospect.
Right now on Twitter, 57% say they would not even consider a trade. What if it was a Herschel Walker call? A Ricky Williams haul? You're not going to do it?
That's still a pretty high percentage that would.
Yeah, 43% so far, yes.
Well, listen, you just got to trust your guys, your evaluators. If they say, listen, these guys are all good, but they're not special, I can get one of these guys with a 7th or 8th pick next year, maybe, potentially, then I would consider it.
I know, you just don't know where you're going to be drafting next year.
It seems like pretty much it's unanimous that quarterbacks are going to go 1 through 3. It's pretty unanimous.
Yeah.
So they must be worthy. I mean, almost everyone.
But it's worthy and also desperation. That those teams, look, the Bears trade away Justin Fields. They have to get a quarterback. The Commanders have to get a quarterback unless you're going to go with Marcus Mariota. And the Patriots pretty much have to get a quarterback.
Though they did sign Jacoby Brissett, so like – you can start him at the beginning of a season. You're not going to have playoff aspirations, but he's startable.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636.
Who's on the Bears depth chart now that they traded away Justin Fields?
I'm trying to think who their backup was behind Fields.
Tyson Bagent,
that's right. He actually started.
And he won a couple, right? That was a kid that was like undrafted or whatever.
Went to Shepherd.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Would you consider trading down? What's the scenario where you would? I think trading down to 11 is too risky. If you want to get a quarterback, if your goal is to get one of
unless Peters has guys like Bo Nix and Penix graded pretty close to that top three tier.
Right.
All right, let's bang out one here before we go to break. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks
Hello,
for taking
Aaron.
My call.
Hey, buddy.
There are a couple of things that I would consider. You know, one is that I would actually consider taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at 2 and pairing him with Terry McLaurin if there's any chance that we like any of the other quarterbacks deeper in the draft. Also, I would consider trading back, but I wouldn't trade back out of the top 10. And I would just try to grab the quarterback that you want and continue to build around the offensive line and defensive lines with edge protectors and things of that nature. But if they can pick up some first-rounders in next year's draft, that's a very great value proposition given all of the people that the team has brought in so far. So those are what my general thoughts are.
Mm. I mean, Marvin Harrison's is definitely tempting, but then if you are targeting a quarterback, you know, one of the top 5, and they're all gone, what are you doing at quarterback?
Well, why would you pick Harrison at 2? Why wouldn't you trade down to 5? Let everybody that's horny for quarterbacks pick 1 through 4.
Whatever.
Get some extra picks.
But the point is, you want Marcus Mariota throwing to Marvin Harrison?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but that would only be a 1-year thing.
Oh, I get it now. But you have no idea where you're drafting next year.
Right.
I think it's risky.
I think it's
risky to play that way because you don't. I mean, Dan Quinn in his first year and the whole coach staff in their first year, they want to start building something now. They don't want to wait a year.
I think that's right.
Quarterback.
Nobody seems to want to wait a year. Yeah. Ron was happy with it for about 4 weeks. And then when he first came here, he was happy with it. And then all of a sudden he started
winning some games.
Yeah, he started winning a few games or the division fell apart. and he started going for the division.
He never stuck to a plan.
And all his plans were bad. So I can understand him not sticking to a plan. If you have a bunch of bad plans, you got to pivot to the next one.
True. All right, taking your calls next at 800-636-1067. Should the Commanders consider trading down? You heard what Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network said. He said teams like the Vikings, they're trying to move up. Vikings have multiple picks. Should the Commanders at least listen? Or do you think, out of hand, no, don't take any calls, draft a quarterback at number two? Your call's next here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking about the Commanders, whether they should entertain offers to trade down from that number two pick. It's mostly assumed they're going to draft either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at number two. But with the Vikings making a deal where they now have two first-round picks. Daniel Jeremiah was kind of throwing out, theoretically, that they want to move up and draft Drake May. Should the Commanders entertain this offer? Just to kind of give you the landscape over the next month, because we're going to be talking about this all the time, is I don't know the exact number of days until the NFL draft, but it's a little over a month. You will have pro days.
Right.
Now, generally speaking, these quarterbacks are going to do well at the pro days, but we'll speculate based on how they fare at their pro days. I want to say, did Jaden Daniels, he didn't even measure at his pro day, right? At the combine.
Right.
Like, that's going to be one thing people are going to pay attention to.
They'll probably get Jason, some, like, heel implants or something.
Jason threw it out there a couple weeks ago.
He's going to gain.
No, he's going to gain, like, 20 pounds.
Oh, he's going to gain 20 pounds.
I'm sure he will.
He's going to get fat.
Didn't Bo Nix already have his pro day? I think he did.
Probably, if you say so. Here's your NFL draft countdown.
I saw
that
on NFL Network.
Exactly. 38 days, 10 hours, 32 minutes, and roughly 20 seconds.
Until the draft.
Yes.
Right.
So 38-ish days.
A little over a month.
I don't think the pro day should really, other than measuring, I don't think that should affect these quarterbacks because they could see it all on tape. Their arm strength, you see it right on tape, right? It is what it is. You could determine.
You know, Johnny Manziel had good pro day.
Right. The Johnny Manziel thing, I will, to my grave, say, if he was on crack, I would love to see him have played not on drugs.
Yeah, well, you're like never going to see it.
He's a freak athlete. He should have been great.
I still regret taking him in a mock.
Huh?
I still regret taking him in a mock, I think, for Cleveland many years ago.
You did.
It kills me.
That's what I thought the pick should have been.
You should have been banned from mocks for taking
right.
it.
All right,
let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Right,
I would consider it, but I would lean towards drafting.
I think you got to stay there, especially if you like a couple of the guys. You got to stay there. You can't risk losing them. And you definitely can't. I rule out of hand trading to Minnesota's 11. The
kind
only
of
way you
like,
do that is if you hate
kind
the
of like Cakes mentioned that Minnesota may stink this year, though.
I mean, if you
and
think
then you get if you get
I mean
if you get 11 and what is it 21 or 23 whatever
11 there's
23 and like
11
a 10
23 and
next
you get
year.
A future one. And then,
I would ask
and maybe
for more,
you like,
by the way. If I'm Peters, I'm asking for more.
Maybe you
for
like
to go up to two.
Maybe you like Shedeur Sanders or one of these guys from next year's draft.
Possibly.
Do you buy the kind? I think what Jeremiah was trying to say, I thought I gathered from his comments, was that one of the reasons why they traded Sam Howell is because they liked Drake May and those two didn't want to compete against each other.
That's what he was intimating.
Yeah.
From the sound.
Do you buy that at all? So that's
I think
another,
it might be a little factor.
Because it is crazy to sign, like, you have to have Mariota, you have how you know, for a backup, like,
unless they wanted more of a vet.
I think the I think the bigger factor is you want a vet.
I mean, you could,
older
he could be right
you
on that.
Rule that out.
Older veteran. I don't rule it out. I think it might be a small factor. I think the biggest factor is,
but why wouldn't that
is
be
it
good
Brian
for
Johnson?
Drake May? If you're going to draft Drake May, why wouldn't it be good for him?
To have what?
To have Sam Howell there.
Well, but just because those two guys just didn't want to necessarily, they're buddies and they don't want to compete against each other. I don't know. Kind of like, hell, Peyton wouldn't even call games that Eli was playing, right? Or he didn't even want to be in the same division as Eli. That when he was a free agent.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I think it could be a factor, but I think, look, they brought in.
I doubt it.
They brought in the familiar.
But he threw it out there.
The associate head coach, passing game coordinator, Coach Mariota last season.
I know,
season.
But what you're familiar with is fairly mediocre. All right, so I think he's fixing his sound there. All right,
yeah,
let's
Mariota
go
is definitely mediocre. That describes it right.
Best.
The familiar is not very good. Let's go to, is it Jax?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
What's up, buddy? Hello. What do you think? Should they trade
come
back?
Come on, man. Burgundy Go. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I say you stay where you at.
Right.
And the reason why I say, before you start willing and dealing with all these draft picks, accumulating draft picks, I believe when the Patriots was doing that, they had their quarterback. When Jimmy Johnson did it, he had his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing you have to do is secure your quarterback.
Right.
And based on what everybody's saying, there's up to six guys that's that dude. Don't you want the best out of that pot of gold?
Right. Who do you like? Yeah, so, who would be your guy?
Based on what everybody's saying, I'm on the fence between May and Daniel.
Right.
I'm afraid.
He's on the fence between.
I'm
the
afraid
two.
From what I'm hearing, and full disclosure, I can no longer see. So I remember the images of RG3 getting killed. So every time I hear how Daniel takes these dramatic hits, it scares
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
So. But,
scouting
but also
quarterbacks
that
without
same
vision.
Breath.
This is intrigue. I'm intrigued.
When did you lose your vision? I'm really sorry to hear that.
No, don't be sorry. I'm dealing with it. It happened in beginning of the COVID, 2020.
What happened?
But, diabetes, too many eye surgeries, and the body couldn't take it no more.
Really sorry, man.
In that same breath, Andrew Luck, he's a prototype, and he got beat up, too.
True.
Yeah.
So I'm on the fence between the two. But
I mean, how many quarterbacks started this past year, Jason? Like close to 70, if not more.
I think it was more than 70. Like,
they all get beat up to an extent.
And you're going to see more of that next year.
Yeah. Hey, Jax, take care of yourself, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Of course, buddy. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Derek. Derek, what's up, man?
Chunks, what's going on?
Hey,
love the show. I don't know what y'all are thinking. I would strongly at least consider moving back to 11 with the Minnesota Vikings, pick up the 23 in this draft that can get you a starting caliber player. I would want to drive the price up, though, just to make sure if I do miss out on, you know, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, a future first in 2025. You never know what that pick's going to turn into. We saw what it turned into for the Chicago Bears for moving from 1 to 9, and they got the first overall pick. Now, I don't think the Vikings are going to be that bad. But I certainly do think that if you can get 3 first-round picks for moving back, you know, 9 spots, I'd certainly consider it because if J.J. McCarthy falls to you, I'm not
going
to
say that. I like it if J.J. McCarthy falls to you. What if he doesn't, though?
You could move
back
up.
What if he doesn't, then I'm targeting Michael Penix Jr. with that 23rd overall pick. And if he doesn't go, then, yeah, you're going to have to build along the offensive line. You're going to have to select a corner, I think. I love Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. It's kind of like a flexible chess piece that you can move along the back end of your defense. And then, yeah, you're probably going to have to address the position in the second round with a day two or you know, day three developmental pick. And then probably have to wait for Shedeur Sanders or one of the top prospects, hopefully, in the 2025 draft. I understand there's risk involved, I also think if you trade back to McCarthy or trade back to 11, you have a lot of day two and day three capital. If you want to hop up a spot or two in the first round, you have some draft capital ammo that can allow you to move back into the top 10 without having to sacrifice one of those future firsts.
Right. All right. Something to consider. All right. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It said there he works for Pro Football Network. I know I click on those stories. Is that a local site or something, or national site?
It's a national site, for sure. Yeah, it's run by our guy Tony. He's been on a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go to Jalen Suffolk.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
What's up, Jalen?
What do you got?
I don't think there's no way that we're going to trade back because we just got rid of Sam Howell.
Right.
Like, yeah. There's no way you're doing that. You're getting rid of Sam Howell. Because trading back, I'd rather take Sam Howell over any of them other quarterbacks that's going to be down there. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Over J.J. McCarthy, all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
The only quarterback I might consider would be Bo Nix, and that would be later. So that's the only way.
So who do you take it to then?
You take Jaden Daniels for sure.
Okay, why?
Because, like, that's why you draft Marcus Mariota, like, to complement his play style, to, like, help him out. Drake may not that type of player like Marcus Mariota.
Right.
That's true.
Right. But a lot of people say, that, you know, it's no indication at all of who
they're
going
to think
pick.
There should be that much read into the fact that signing Mariota means they're going to draft a dual-threat quarterback.
If I draft Jaden Daniels, it's because I think he is the most dynamic, explosive player right. in the draft that can kill you with his arm and his legs.
Right, you think he's going to be your franchise signal caller for a decade.
And you pray to God that he could be something close to Lamar.
And he doesn't get snapped in half in his first like 5 or 6 games.
Stay healthy, and then he can just, you know, just be an absolute freak who can win you games with his legs and his arm. That's the hope. That he's one of the most exciting players in the game.
But there's risk. Do you think they're still talking about it in Ashburn?
Or do they already know?
Still talking about who to
select.
They're
definitely leaning strongly.
Are they talking about it for 12 to 14 hours a day? Or are they already set on who they want at number 2?
I would think there's still ongoing discussions, right?
Yeah, probably.
Well, have they met all those guys yet?
Don't know. Maybe they're waiting.
They were all at the combine.
They're probably waiting for the pro days. Then they, maybe they make
bring him in
a distinct, definite decision after the pro day.
But we know Daniels met with him because he talked about it. I'm sure Drake May met with him
at the combine.
Right. I don't know.
But maybe they're looking.
I think they have a heavy lean, but they are willing to listen to offers. My guess is they're leaning towards, and we don't know, May or Daniels. I'm kind of like Daniel Jeremiah. When Quinn came on this show and called Jaden Daniels a game changer, it's like, oh. They're going for the game changer, but then other times I'll flip and say, well, maybe they really like Drake May.
Remember,
and you read some of these mock drafts.
Quinn said it is Peter's call.
The mock drafts
Peter's
are all
making
over
the
place.
Call.
Mock drafts are just, they have no idea. They're just
it's almost 50-50.
Throwing them out there.
And if you're Adam Peters, you're not making this call to please your head coach. You're making the call for who you think is the best quarterback.
Yeah, correct. Who's going to be the best interest of the team, not just this season, but right. 5 years from now.
Yeah, who's going to be here
this
5 years?
This is the biggest decision that any of those guys
will
make.
You're not going to do it just because Dan Quinn doesn't like to defend those kind of quarterbacks.
Right, there has to be more ready to it than that.
Right. It has to be more than that.
Yeah, ultimately Adam Peters is going to say, work with this guy.
You have to believe in him.
Yeah.
Because Kingsbury has to believe.
Because if they botch this and he turns out to suck, whoever it is at 2, and they don't make the playoffs, or maybe they make the playoffs once in the next 4 years, that could mean Dan Quinn's gone and Adam Peters is gone.
In fact,
that's why they got a hit on this.
You think that Kingsbury might have a bigger say in this than Quinn, even?
He should.
He's going to have a big voice in it.
He's going to be
the quarterback. He probably will have a more important voice than Quinn.
And I think Brian Johnson's going to have a voice.
And Brian Johnson.
And the quarterback.
Your
coach.
Offensive staff will have a bigger, even though the head coach is a defense oriented guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Oh. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we said we were going to give you a chance to win some Chris Brown tickets at 9:45. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to the 11-11 tour starring Chris Brown with special guest Mooney Long. Wednesday, July 3rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live Nation.
Hey, a good friend of mine and his wife, Chuck and Valerie Meyer, own a restaurant in Leesburg called Rescue Barbecue. He's a former firefighter. And they are hosting a fundraiser for the February 16th explosion that killed Trevor Brown, the volunteer firefighter in Loudoun County, and also injured some other firefighters. Just a horrible story. But they're having a fundraiser on March 30th. I'm actually going to be there for this for a little bit. It's a Saturday from 12 to 6. It's $40 per person to check in. They're looking for auction items, raffles, donations for any of it. So if you can help out, certainly come. Or you can just call Chuck Meyer. He's the owner of Rescue Barbecue in Leesburg. So that is March 30th of this year from 12 to 6. That's a Saturday, March 30th. So if you can help out, please,
I'll tweet
please
this
do.
Now. You got to give me a little bit. I need the name and stuff. Send me that,
okay,
Jason.
Okay, I will.
But I'll tweet it out if people can get information if they want to donate or whatever.
Yeah, they're gonna have live music. They're gonna have great food. They're gonna have beers, cocktails. It'll be a good time.
Excellent. And again, this is not nearly as serious, but we're doing our movie thing on Wednesday. I feel like we got to mention this more.
Free Wednesday. Private screening of Roadhouse that's starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. It's Wednesday, March 20th at Icon Tyson's at noon.
Right, and then we don't know exactly how many it's seats, maybe 120, something like that in that range.
It's a free movie, free popcorn, free soda, you ditch work.
Right.
I mean, what else is there?
Right.
I mean, that's a great attraction right there. That should get the people out.
Right, right.
Just punt work away.
We're all going to be there.
Yep, definitely going to be there.
Yeah, and I got to turn around and go right back. But it's all good. It's worth it. I'm excited to see the movie.
There you go.
And when I go into theater and I smell that popcorn, oh, I get so psyched.
You have a big old tub of it right on your lap.
Oh, yeah, totally. You want to go real quick? You want to knock out Aaron in Suitland? He still wants to chime in on the trading down bit. I'm texting back and forth with Dr. Bart about my tennis elbow. I feel like I'm going to have this forever. I'm very upset about it. Aaron, what's up?
Guys, I try to relax and not sound the alarm, but I tell you, man, EB, you are a guru.
Thank you.
I'm telling you right now.
Why am I a guru?
Ready.
Thank you, though.
You're a guru because we talked about getting these quarterbacks, and, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Right.
I think that when we let Howell go,
right.
I think that that was a big mistake considering. I was hoping that we were going to make a bid for Justin Fields,
right.
And I just thought it was ingenious, right? And then now when they got rid of Justin Fields, I mean, when Pittsburgh picked up Justin Fields, here we are, we're going into the system in the season, right, without a quarterback. Without a quarterback, our biggest problem and concern was a quarterback. Now Howell is gone, and we still don't even have a starting quarterback.
Aaron, why quarterback. Are you saying panic in your voice? They have the number
Aaron,
two overall pick.
They don't have a quarterback on March 18th.
They're going to remedy that.
By May 18th, they're going to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
But listen, look at the last five-year drafts and look at the success rate. Okay, of the number one draft picks and quarterback.
Right, we know it's hit or miss.
Well, you could have included Sam Howell in that.
Well, no. He wasn't a first-round draft pick. He won the first-round draft pick.
Okay, he was a fifth-rounder. Fifth-rounders are a bigger long shot than the first-rounders.
So you would rather have Marcus Mariota instead of Sam Howell? Would you rather
if Howell's not going to be my starter, I'd like to get a third-rounder for him, which they did.
Yeah, they moved up, out of Peters.
They moved up a few spots. What I'm saying to you is
that's pretty
we could have went in and got the quarterback, right? The same quarterback that we're going to get now, right? Mm-hmm. And I would rather have Howell back up instead of Mariota.
I would not. I'm happy.
Right, that's different.
Can I just ask you?
Right, that's different. That's a different story.
Why am I a guru? Why do you love me so
Because
much?
You're a Sam Howell guy.
No, not because you're a Sam Howell guy, but you were saying that, you know, you didn't think that, you know.
You're probably ding him for being a big Sam Howell guy.
No, why?
Hold up, let the guy finish.
I'm trying to hear why he likes me so much. Go ahead.
I mean, because you were right on point. You were right on point.
About what?
About what?
About Carson Wentz?
About
no,
Sam Howell?
No.
About Russell Wilson. I was right about him.
Thinking, no. This is earlier about, you know, not giving Howell an opportunity. There was a skit on.
Well, we gave him an opportunity.
He got a full year.
He got a full year. I can't say
Heineke got 3 years, right? He wasn't.
No, he didn't. You're making stuff up.
How many years did Heineke get?
I don't feel as good about
these
guys, my endorsement.
Yeah, this is your guy.
I don't feel as good about my endorsement.
Bickle's a guru. Yeah, this guy calling you a guru has no clue. He thinks Heineke was a 3-year starter. I mean, come on.
Just wanted to hear why he likes it.
Heineke have a contract?
He's in your corner.
Huh?
Is he under contract somewhere?
Who?
Heineke.
Still in Atlanta.
I think
he's got another
year. I
believe so.
Yeah, that makes sense. 2 years.
Didn't he get like 2 years of $7 million or something?
He got a nice deal. He got enough to leave here.
Yeah.
Hey, they always say it's a crapshoot. You'd be butt-sized for any of the first five QBs taken in 2020.
Go ahead. Give me them.
Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Tua, and Jordan Love.
I'm convinced that Jordan Love only succeeded because he got timed and he learned.
Maybe, yeah, but he looks. Yeah. You'd be sized for him now.
But what? Yeah, what about the first five that were taken when Mac
Jones? 2021.
Yeah, look at the 21.
Trevor Lawrence.
All right, one.
The rest of them.
Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones,
Justin Fields.
All right, well, Fields.
Fields, I still think there's something.
I'm still holding out hope for Trey Lance. Maybe the last Trey Lance.
You can't argue that he's gotten a chance. He hasn't even gotten a chance.
No chance, Lance.
He actually has a good
actual chance.
I think he has a good touchdown interception ratio so far, career 5-2.
Hey, it's pretty solid.
That doesn't even include running.
I need more game experience.
Yeah, he hasn't really been on the field much.
Need some more reps.
I don't know, man. I just hope they correctly love one of these guys and draft them at 2. I don't want them rolling the dice.
I do think. You were onto this last week, and I agree with you, that if they somehow, it's not going to happen, if they somehow land Caleb Williams, there would be excitement. If they land Jaden Daniels, a lot of excitement.
Oh, this place will be on fire.
Drake May is going to be like a...
Drake May is going to be a lukewarm. People will try to talk themselves into being excited, but not like they would be if they drafted Jaden Daniels. Now,
and then
they
if they draft Drake
somebody
May,
based on that,
yeah.
But, dude, he will be... I mean, he's going to be must-watch TV, I think.
Yeah.
If he plays every week, Hell, even Justin Fields, I feel like, was must-watch, right?
For the Bears?
Yeah, because he was so dynamic.
I guess.
He would have highlight plays almost every week.
More two well, years know, ago. But... 2 seasons ago, he was unbelievable in case of some fantasy.
Oh,
he
fantasy.
Did the way he didn't get good.
He made my pants move every weekend
yeah.
for like Cakes eight straight weeks.
By the way, I got no internet.
I told
mine
you.
Is silly.
Mine was fine earlier. Now I got
I'm
none.
I'm cruising over here.
But Fields just didn't get better quick enough.
I agree.
If it was after the second year, they're not trading them to Pittsburgh.
No, listen, they had to do it. They had to move on. They were in an awkward spot.
What are the odds? I heard that there were odds that, I don't know if it was on FanDuel or DraftKings, that Russell Wilson will get benched at some point and Justin Fields will take over as starter in Pittsburgh.
I mean, that wouldn't shock me one bit.
I would defer to Drab on that more than me. I haven't seen him that much in the last couple of years.
I wouldn't be stunned by that. Russell Wilson
definitely
struggles
possible.
For Mike Tomlin to replace him with Justin Fields. I would think that's actually a favorite for that to happen.
I think it's unlikely. I think Russell will probably play okay. I don't think they're going to ask him to do as much, right?
He did nothing in Denver except for throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage.
Remember, their new offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith. He gets a chub to run the ball.
He likes to run the ball. So
that's what he does. His dad likes to ship packages. He likes to run the ball.
You're going
to
see, you had 70 quarterbacks play last year. You're going to have at least that this
year. Yes, I would think.
That's why all these teams are going out to, you know, and signing these or trading for backups.
Did you see the
picture
of Sam
Howell? Because if their starting goes down, they're done.
His introduction in Seattle, like with the Seattle stuff in the background.
With his helmet there and everything?
Yeah.
Dude, there was somebody there that was saying they thought that, you know, they were grooming him. Was it the GM that was saying that, Draft? Was it Schneider that was saying that?
Might be. He traded for him.
Are you sure?
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.